This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. The Zacharias Moussaoui terrorism case moved to the Federal Appeals Court in Richmond, Virginia today. The government is appealing to stop Moussaoui from questioning an al-Qaeda prisoner. That prisoner's testimony could support Moussaoui's claim that he did not take part in the 9/11 terrorist plot. Moussaoui's accused of conspiring with the 19 hijackers. NPR's legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg is in Richmond, and she joins us now. Nina, the prisoner in question is Ramzi bin al-Shib. What might he have to say that could be so helpful to Moussaoui's case?
Well, bin al-Shib is the self-described coordinator of the September 11th plot, and what he reportedly has told his interrogators is that Moussaoui was not involved in the plot, that he was considered too much of a screw-up, and they left him out.
And today the government told the appeals court judges that it would be a big mistake to let Moussaoui question bin al-Shib. Why is that?
Well, the government was represented by Assistant Attorney General Michael Chertoff, who has himself been appointed to a federal appeals court. And Mr. Chertoff said that traditionally a non-citizen overseas is beyond the jurisdiction of the U.S. courts, and that if Moussaoui said, I need witness X, please go get him, the military couldn't go get him on order of the courts, and that the courts don't have any different jurisdiction just because the witness might be in the custody of the United States government. Then the question was, well, what is the difference? And the answer was, any effort to interfere with the Sixth Amendment right, and that is the right to compulsory process of witness, to serve a court order on a witness, any effort of court order that would interfere with national security is beyond the power of the courts. And if the courts are allowed to interfere, the dilemma would be this, said Mr. Chertoff. Either the government must sacrifice its ability to defend the country from the most serious kinds of terrorist attacks, or it must renounce the ability to prosecute this kind of case.
I understand that the defendant himself, Zacharias Moussaoui, was not allowed to be in court today. Who spoke for him?
Well, his lawyer, his standby lawyer, because normally he represents himself, but in an appeals court he does not, his standby lawyer, Frank Dunham, made the case for Mr. Moussaoui, and he said, when all is said and done, the question here is, may the United States government, consistent with the Constitution, seek a death sentence and ultimately execute Mr. Moussaoui without allowing him access to a witness who may possibly give the evidence that would, in essence, clear him. And then the question was, well, how do the courts have the power to get access to an enemy combatant? And Mr. Dunham replied, I don't think it's very important where the man is. He's a prisoner of the United States government. The government is the person who has custody of him. And then Mr. Dunham was asked, well, do you know of any witness held abroad who's been subject to this kind of court order? He said, no, I don't, but I don't know of a court that's denied that. So then the court wanted to know, well, if the government has to make a choice, are there any alternatives? And he said, oh, yes, there are alternatives. The alternatives are to strike the death penalty, strike all reference in the indictment to the witness, Mr. bin al-Shib, and any evidence obtained either directly or indirectly from him. And, of course, the final alternative is to simply dismiss the case. But, said Mr. Dunham, what the government can't have is a free lunch. Simply suppress a witness with exculpatory evidence and pay no penalty.
Nina, could you glean any clues today as to what the appeals court panel might do?
Well, this is a pretty conservative court, the most conservative court in the country, probably, and my guess is that it'll be very difficult for them to simply say to the government, your concerns about national security, we're going to override them, that it's going to have to be a higher court. If any court is willing to do that, it's going to have to be the Supreme Court, but you never can tell.
Okay, thanks, Nina.
Thank you.
NPR's Nina Totenberg in Richmond, Virginia.